It's always nerve-wracking when you meet the family for the first time of a partner, but imagine meeting the royal family.
Yeah.
Oh, right? No pressure.
Right? Like, imagine you're going home. You're going to Buckingham Palace to meet the family of your new significant other.
I'd be freaking out, right?
I know. And Meghan Markle, she's dating Prince Harry, of course. They're, like, the sweetest couple ever.
Rumors of engagement.
You're right. And so if she were to one day reside at Buckingham Palace, there are some things she has to learn.
Of course.
Like, being around all the royals, there's princess etiquette, okay?
That's pressure, though.
I know, but... I'll tell you what she has to learn.
Okay.
The list is a little bit lengthy, so we'll go through the most important ones.
Okay.
Number one, how to sit like a lady. You have to sit with an egg's width of distance between the back of your chair and your back.
Egg's width.
A chicken egg, not an ostrich egg.
And your chin needs to be parallel with your hands folded on your lap. Your chin needs to be parallel the entire time.
Oh, I feel bad for
her. At tea time, there are so many rules at tea time. Most importantly, the handle of the cup has to be kept at 3 o'clock, and you have to sip from the same spot to avoid getting lipstick stains all around it, all around the cup. Yep, no joke. The royal greeting. Okay, so you kiss on the cheek, but it's very important that you don't actually kiss the person's cheek. You don't make contact, and you don't make an overly loud kissing noise.
You kiss
or
in the air,
dramatic
basically.
Mwah. And you can't make it's just like very like soundless.
Oh, I hate those people that do the mwah. Like, get out of here. What are you doing?
Okay.
Settle down.
Okay. The queen curtsy. So when she is approaching the queen, it has to be subtle, but the deeper and the longer that you pause shows more respect.
Oh,
and it's more formal.
And she has to still bow to Harry.
I'm sure she doesn't.
In formal situations, technically she does.
Oh my God.
Nikki would never do it.
I wouldn't even. Are you kidding me? Not even for Prince Harry would I get up and bow to my boyfriend every day.
Nikki would get kicked out the first day. The queen would be like,
are you kidding me?
You are no longer welcome in this house.
What if you had to bow to your girlfriend every day?
I pretty much do.
I do it too.
Okay. When you're exiting a car, you have to be very, very careful. Remember back in the day when Britney was always exiting cars and showing her hoo-ha.
She was a disaster.
Oh, the hoo-ha was everywhere back then.
Brutal.
So when you're a royal, you have to make sure you position yourself at the end of your seat and as close to the door as possible. Then you place both hands behind yourself and use them to support yourself as you turn to place your feet outside the car.
Oh.
When has getting out of a car become so complicated?
I don't understand. It's called a swivel and a pop, dear.